Now let's go to Afghanistan, where a new television cop show has hit the airwaves. It's called Eagle 4, and it tracks the adventures of an elite police unit that chases terrorists, kidnappers, and smugglers, all in the midst of a war zone. The show's cast and crew say Eagle 4 is designed to entertain, but it is also trying to build trust and respect for the police. Not so easy in a country where they have a reputation for brutality and corruption, which is why the U.S. Embassy is helping to pay for the TV show. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports.
Our story begins with a scene that must be even more chilling for Afghans than it would be for Americans, because the danger is closer to home. A terrorist plotter stands at a map, pointing out a target. A wild-haired bomb maker finishes wiring a suicide vest and holds it out to a nervous young man.
Turgut! Ahmadabad!
That vest sets the plot in motion for the first episode of Eagle 4, a cop show that's enjoying growing popularity in Afghanistan. The concept, like the suspenseful music, may sound a little trite. Four elite police officers fighting crime and terror, sometimes with unconventional methods. There's Kamran, the hardened veteran, Bakhtash, the handsome but impulsive rookie, Ludmila, the beautiful young officer with the tough exterior, and Sumaya, whose computer skills can track seemingly anyone, anywhere. The fact that two of the four eagles are women is only one of the ways that the show turns Afghan convention on its head. Female police are few and far between in Afghanistan, and their duties are usually confined to frisking other women at security checkpoints. Afghans in general aren't used to seeing their police as heroes, despite efforts by NATO to improve police recruitment and training. That's Farham John Ebrahim, the actor who plays Bakhtash. He says the show is trying to overcome people's distrust of the police by showing police as protectors. As a rookie, Bakhtash gets finger-wagging lectures on integrity and duty from his older partner, Kamran.
Bakhtash!
On a drive through Kabul, Kamran tells Bakhtash not to be lazy. He's here to protect his people. Trudy Ann Tierney, one of several Australian TV veterans who helped produce the series, says it was important to show proper police procedure. For example, she says, after an officer was shown using deceptive or brutal interrogation methods, he was reprimanded for it.
We had to be very careful to do that because, I mean, the whole purpose was to try and promote the police force, so we had to kind of stay within the lines of law and order.
Tierney says that she and other team members aren't allowed to talk about funding for the program, which is produced by an Afghan company, Tolo Television. U.S. Embassy spokeswoman Caitlin Hayden confirms that the embassy provides funding for the program, adding, quote, "We see this as an opportunity not only to help support the Afghan media sector, but hopefully also encourage a dialogue among Afghans about the role of the police in society and their growing capabilities." Hayden declined to say what the production was costing U.S. taxpayers. NPR has filed a Freedom of Information Act request for the information. According to Weiss Amari, the senior producer, the show has already had an effect. He says that during the shooting, he heard a real policeman saying to an Afghan soldier, "We have to be like Eagle 4." Kamran and Bakhtash eventually chase down the would-be suicide bomber in a climactic scene that has local extras screaming and running for cover. It turns out that the bomber was only a decoy and that a deadlier menace is still stalking the city. And that, of course, is the plot for the next episode of Eagle 4. The program seems to be gaining a growing audience in Kabul, where many people are already fans of the U.S. series 24. Whether they'll transfer any admiration for Eagle 4 to their own police remains to be seen. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Kabul.